Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the show, and thanks for being with us, as always, here on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And we have a great show lined up for you, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, we've got a couple of things that we want to share with you.
Well, one thing, and I'm very excited about this, I just spent a week in a training, getting to know and getting to operate via the masterclass and Cogno movement, something that we are adding to our modalities. Now, you remember Bill McKenna, hopefully. He was on the show talking about it. He's the one that invented this. I just spent a week with him and learning everything about it. And it is really a movement exercise intended to activate the body's learning centers, delete or remap neurological patterns, and harmonize the hemispheres of the brain. We saw incredible results with people that we worked on, all sorts of things, athletic performance, energy, focus, mood, relieving stress and anxiety, and changing emotional patterns, something that we know really has to do with so many of our problems.
Absolutely.
They are emotional, and then they come down and, you know, they
eventually they show up in
the
body.
So stay tuned, because I'm going to be giving away a few sessions in the not too far future. We can do them on Zoom or in person. But we're working with people all over the world on Zoom.
Yes, Rob said we're adding it to our healing repertoire. And stay tuned for us to have a website up. It will be Intentional Healing, and it's going to be called that. It's going to be our new website, and we're going to be doing a lot more healing work in the future. And we invite all of you who have emotional issues, physical issues, mental issues, whatever is going on, relationship issues, health issues, that we can help. So stay tuned for that, and we're going to be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so we may understand the importance of our food choices when it comes to our physical health, but did you know our diet also affects our energy body and our emotional, mental, and even spiritual states? Well, we found someone who experimented with and understands all of that and has put the information together for the rest of us. We'll have a chat with Candace Covington, author of Vibrational Nutrition, Understanding the Energetic Signature of Foods. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference yet again today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. As you guessed, that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Candace Covington. She wrote a wonderful book that we're going to be talking about called Vibrational Nutrition, Understanding the Energetic Signature of Foods. But Candace is a certified aromatherapist, a massage therapist, healing arts master, and an energy worker. She's a former instructor at Ashmead College and former aromatherapist for the Chopra Center, and founder of Divine Archetypes, an essential oil and flower essence company, which we are all going to be checking out, and the author of Essential Oils and Spiritual Practice. She's coming to us from Oregon City, Oregon. Candace, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Well, well Candace, we all have our likes and dislikes when it comes to food. But you go deeper and posit that we leverage the world around us and their states of being through our food choices. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. It is such a fascinating concept once you wrap your head around it and really allow yourself to merge into this. So every ancient wisdom tradition and modern science currently is talking a lot about matter as the mediating factor. So what happens is that once our bodies, basically, literally our flesh suits, they vibrate at different states. And so what happens is it produces reactions. That can be mental reactions, that can be emotional reactions, soulful reactions, or spirit reactions. And so this is why all of these ancient traditions are always figuring out how to introduce new energy into the systems that create behaviors. For example, yoga, meditation, breath work, flower essences, you know, essential oils, all of those are to help us form our matter into the states that we want to live out. So our food choices are no different. So, for example, for the longest time growing up, I did not like yellow crookneck squash. And, you know, my knowledge or my understanding at that time told me it was because I didn't like the taste and texture. But as I became more immersed in the plant kingdom and understood the way that it works, I realized that plant, if I eat it, it is going to give rise to a more structured schedule in my life and help me keep a routine. I was in a place where, frankly, I didn't want that. And so some unconscious part of myself avoided taking anything into my continuum and body that would bring about that pattern. Now, since I understand what that food does, if I find myself kind of getting derailed and not finishing projects, I will start to eat that, and I find that I'm able to hold a schedule. So that's an example of a food that's perfectly good for you in every way, form, and shape when it comes to nutrition, and delicious if prepared well.
Yeah.
But I did want it, but for childish reasons.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, just connecting the dots when we're talking about consciousness, isn't it interesting how the because one of the things you say in the book is to go back and remember those foods like your experience earlier in life. But isn't it interesting how the universe kind of delivers those things, you know, makes them available? I'm sure that squash showed up on your plate a lot. I know I used to have a thing for peas when I was a kid. You know, and I know our youngest daughter, you know, was very weird about certain foods. But so this is what you talk about as an energy signature of food, that there is a structure having to do with the energetics that you're referring to. And, you know, I wondered, Candace, does this show up a lot in our cravings? You know, you were doing the I don't want that food, but what about if you crave a food?
Oh, absolutely. That is your highest self really trying and nature co-creating to help you usher in whatever energy is going to hyper-support your life. So if you could think about food cravings as an oracle and an antidote, you will go far. So A, your deep self and nature are alerting to you to, like you said, the food signature. And if you do end up getting my book, you can just go flip through and look it up, see what it is. It's brought to conscious awareness to your mental body, so you're empowered to understand what your deep self is trying to communicate with you. So you can work with it on a mental level, and then the more and more you eat it, it will literally entrain your subtle body and bring those behaviors to the forefront of your personality and make it easier for you to walk through the world with whatever that energy is that you're craving, and it'll allow you to live those principles with grace and ease in your daily life.
Yeah, I have to say that when I was reading the book, I kept going back to the, you know, the back of the book where everything is listed alphabetically, and would, you know, jump to those pages of the foods that really caught my curiosity. But, you know, the big question for me was, you know, this book is filled with so much information, Candace, but how did you come upon all of this?
Mm-hmm. It's a combination of things. I really do believe that it was my karma that I incarnated in this lifetime with, like, a strong propensity towards it, you know, and then you kind of gave my credentials at the beginning of the show. So, I mean, I've always studied plant and, you know, energy systems mm-hmm. that, you know, relate to this type of thought. But my real aha or awakening moment was truly miraculous. I was visited by buttercup fairies, and I know that sounds far-fetched, but it was as real a waking moment for me as having this conversation with you, and they became my direct teachers, and this just started to unfold for me, and I had very numinous teaching dreams that went on and on when I was in, you know, in the crux of writing this book, and it just nurturing teachers and information just flooded my mind, and I just wrote it all down, and then so it was a combination, I think, of having wonderful divine helpers, my natural propensity towards it, and then being open to being taught.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that strange.
Not to us,
because we're always working with elementals, and we live in an area that is obviously so filled with elementals.
Yes,
and we're always looking to connect with them because we have gained so much.
So I was trying to look up avocado in your book. I don't remember where it was because that's one thing I cannot eat. And it, you know, people look at me like I'm crazy, but it was at one time I got sick on it. I think it was kind of rich for my system, but I'm not sure what that is now because that's been years and years of not eating avocado and still not wanting to. Any ideas?
Well, you know, if I'm reading it, I looked it up. Avocado says it offers shelter when you're feeling overwhelmed with emotion, allows you to become more vulnerable to others without feeling fear, and facilitates intimacy and healing through touch. That's part of it.
Huh. Isn't that interesting?
Entry gate into that. And thank you for looking it up and reading that verbatim. That was wonderful. I appreciate that. But get the avocado oil and start making perhaps salad dressings out of it. So it'll that holds that same vibration if it's cold pressed. So if, and then maybe you could just start eating it in small quantities. And I, from working with clients with this system for so long, that eventually if you start to, you know, introduce it into your diet, not only will it address all of those energetics that you just read, but your body will actually really start to enjoy it. And what's interesting, you might even go through a craving phase where you can't eat enough of it because your body is kind of building up that structure and making, you know, that in bridges, lack of a better way to say it. But then once your interior has stabilized, that craving will subside, you know, and then start to look at the next thing in your life that you really are excited about or off-put by.
Okay, well, we're here with Candace
Covington.
The book is Vibrational Nutrition, Understanding the Energetic Signature of Foods. This is so fascinating and interesting, folks. Stay tuned. We have a lot more.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information, And to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Click your heels together 3 times. Now you know you're not in Kansas anymore. You're listening to Conscious Talk.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we know so many of you are now headed back to the office. You are being in your cars in our traditional morning drive, starting your day in a positive way with Conscious Talk. And we're so glad that you are. And, you know, we know that you're being careful and you're being healthy. That's the most important thing to all of us. So we are joined today by Candace Covington. She wrote a book that is going to be, you know, on the top shelf of our reference books now for healing, wellness, and everything that we talk about. It's called Vibrational Nutrition, Understanding the Energetic Signature of Foods. And, you know, Candace, we so enjoy talking about these things. You know, we get excited. We're flipping through the book as we're talking to you, even though we've already read it and gone through it. But here's the same thing that I, you know, we talk about in a different context, and that's the golden rule. How do you apply the golden rule to the foods we eat?
I love that question. I'm sure all of your listeners know the golden rule, but I'm going to say it one more time. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And I think the important thing in this context that I was trying to convey is the food you eat are others. It's super easy for people to grasp that concept when it comes to animals. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to save that one for last. But what I think a lot of times it just hasn't came into our collective awareness that plants are living beings. They are mm-hmm. another. They do experience emotion. They do experience, you know, fear, pain. And one of the things that was a strong, heavy epiphany that the Buttercup Fairies taught me was, you know, we always talk about how organic food is so important for our body because of what the pesticides do to us as a living being.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just really imagine what it would be like to be a rooted plant where you cannot escape from environment and you are being poisoned from birth to death.
Mm.
You know, that's not a nourished or nourishing space.
Right.
So outside of just taking care of yourself by choosing to eat organic, if you really believe in that concept, you know, that we all are one, you know, but there's just different breakouts and emanations of form, it becomes so important for you want to nourish your plants. So that means even if you have a home garden, you know, waking up early and going out and watering before it's too hot so they don't get thirsty, you know, shade them, you know, and honestly, you know, talk to them while you weed the garden, you know, shower them with affection. So really try to create a living environment, even for the plant beings.
I was just going to say, we absolutely understand that concept, feel it in the soul of us that that's the truth, and we love knowing that, you know, Rob does most of the garden, and he talks to the garden all the time, and I do a lot of the flower gardens, and I'm always talking to them and telling them how beautiful they are, how fragrant they are, and how I appreciate their service. And it's the same with the vegetables, but it's also, is it not the same with animals? Although, you know, we know how animals are treated in these large industries of slaughter, etc. So we bless our food before we eat it and thank it for its service. Is that somewhat, you know, working for them okay once that they've been slaughtered and served on a plate?
Yes, I think for both. But like back to the same. Yeah, so just for the animals, that one is so obvious. But I'm going to say it again. That is so, so important.
Yeah.
You know, again, make sure that they can live in family units, you know, that they have ample space, good food, good water, that they're loved and played with, and that they don't have a horrifying, scary life or even a confined life. I mean, even I think our responsibility for people who keep animals is making sure that, again, back to not only family units, I mean, that can be like, even I don't mean it has to be like husband and wife and children, but it could be, you know, just a group, as long as there's a sense of community that can be built and they have opportunity for play and exploration. I think, again, the golden rule makes it so apparent what one needs to do. If you wouldn't be happy in that situation, don't put any other living being in that situation.
Right.
And I know it's a little bit harder to source maybe, you know, meat, as you said, but farmers markets are so easy to get to now. I mean, they're almost in every city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also, if you live in any sort of area that has a rural area on the outskirts, get to know your local farmers and ranchers.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much easier than you think to source, you know, like food that is raised humanely. And if you live in an incredibly big city and that's not an option, you know, think of places like a Whole Foods or, you know, Open Nature that have really started, you know, the movement where you can ask if it's been grass-fed. You can ask, you know, about living environments. So it takes a little bit more footwork, but it's absolutely doable. And then back to the saying thanks and prayer. Absolutely honor in every single way and show thanks for the incredible gift that was given.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah. And that's one of the things when you were talking about the various supermarkets and the densely populated areas, ask for the better quality.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for them to start buying grass-fed, because then it goes down the line and we get more production of that kind. You know, if money talks, nobody walks. Everybody knows that. And that's what we've organized around, whether we like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, make use of it and yes. and start it. You know, we've seen how organics have grown. I mean, in the 70s, et cetera, if you weren't growing your own, it was really hard to get organics in any kind of a shopping situation. And now, you know, it's a percentage of the biggest chain markets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I want to move on to fruits for a moment. What is the energy of fruits?
Oh, fecundity. I love it. It's the feminine principle. It's sticky. It has a sensual eroticism to it. Mm-hmm. And so fruit in general, like, is an overarching archetype. They tend to be more feminine in nature, and they tend to, not all of them, but in general, they address a lot of things that are the embodied human experience. So a lot of things around creativity or building intimacy or working with, you know, kind of sticky emotions, if you would, lack of a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and, you know, all those juicy thoughts and things that, you know, your sensuality, et cetera, I think a lot of people get that connection. And so when we were talking about the general signature for vegetables, we were talking about stability, that they're foundational, and that relates to the structure of our lives, right?
Absolutely.
Well, so... Gee, you know, I there was one thing that really caught my attention, and I have a little story that goes with it, and that was, you talked a bit about wild, you know, flowers and wild crafting. One of the things, we have this very long driveway, you know, like about 600 feet, and along it grows these hedges of wild roses. And I would take the dog for a walk every, you know, every day, a couple of times a day down that pathway. And when they were flowering, I got really curious to taste one, you know, to taste the petals of one. And, you know, so I did, because I figured they were really, I just knew they were edible. But after about a minute, you know, they just kind of melted in my mouth. And after a minute, I just got this great, you know, wonderful feeling of wellness. You know, it was almost a little bit of a high. And I think I was attracted because we've worked with a lot of rose essences for emotion. But that was, to me, you know, I really blessed all of these bushes. Is that the best idea of wild crafting, you know, kind of how all of this started with wise women way back when?
I would think so. I'm always amazed at the tenacity of our ancestors. They had to nibble their way through so much. You know, some, you know, is poisonous and some isn't. But, you know, but they kept on and they figured out everything. And it is so interesting. If you read, herbal manuals from all around the world, or even look at folklore or mythology that involves plants from every corner of the world. And, you know, at the time a lot of these came out, there was probably not as much communication within cultures, but each one of these cultures has pretty similar understanding of the way that the plant behaves, you know, on both a physical and a subtle level. And what I love about these ancient wise women that you're speaking about, they didn't try to divorce the gift, the physical gift from the plant, from the, you know, kind of the subtle or the soul or the spirit gift of the plant, you know, because, you know, now there's so much emphasis on understanding how fruits and vegetables, you know, unpack our physical bodies through vitamins and minerals, and that is so important. And I'm so glad that as a culture that has become something we're excited to know about. But now I'm really hoping that we can merge the soul of the plant with the physical understanding. So like you say, you know, everybody knows, you know, rose in general is pretty, you know, high in vitamin C if you turn it into a cordial or, you know, or make a jelly out of it. But what you were talking about is the euphoric response that you got from eating a plant that on the subtle level, it really is euphoria.
Yeah, well, hold that thought, Candace, because we got to run off to a break here. We're here with Candace Covington. We're talking about vibrational nutrition. Stick with us. After these messages, we'll be back.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Conscious Talk. Food for the soul is our mission for nutrition. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk, a radio that makes a difference, and hopefully you've been listening to Conscious Talk and all the wonderful shows that are offered on this station, Seattle's Alternative Talk station, because this is the work that we're all doing, and we're all in it together. We are one, and as we uplift, we're uplifted, and we hope that's how these shows are affecting you, and there are tools that are being offered and wonderful books to read, so please Do your part. Take advantage of it. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears, and we're here with Candace Covington. We're talking about her really wonderful book and a great resource to keep on your shelf, Vibrational Nutrition, Understanding the Energetic Signature of Foods. And if you want to find out more about Candace and her work, you can go to divinearchetypes.org. That's divinearchetypes.org. And we will, of course, get that up on Facebook. You know, you can't always write these things down and stay safe while driving.
So, Candace, let's talk a little bit about herbs and spices. Do we need to go any further than the phrase, the spice of life?
No, that sums it up.
That's what we thought. It really is the spice of life when we use herbs and spices in our food, correct?
Yes, and it's true. Not only does it bring wonderful punctuation to your recipes, but they have such diverse signatures that once you figure out, you know, the base that you're going to use, what I mean is the whole food part, you can go through and handpick spices that do very precise actions that are so easy to add mix into a recipe to help really bring not only zest to your tongue, but be able to bring very interesting emotional states to the forefront.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. We have an old friend, Dr. Richard Scholes, who, you know, has based so many of his incredible herbal products on cayenne. Mm-hmm. They call him Dr. Cayenne.
So yes. And also Dr. Garlic, because yeah. he uses garlic and cayenne in almost all of his recipes, which we love both of those, but particularly we're garlic fans.
Oh, my mom would appreciate that. When I was growing up, it didn't matter what our malaise was. My mom would make us eat garlic.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah. That's right. That's where the vampire thing came. It scares away all sorts of things.
So grains are called the staff of life. Why is that?
There has been no culture except for Antarctica that has ever evolved into what we would call a significant civilization without the stability of having grain. So it literally is the staff of life in the sense that it gave stability to communities where they didn't have to migrate anymore and they could really put down roots and start to develop things like art and, you know, music and, you know, architecture, you know, all the things that we really think of hallmarks of great civilizations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that I've been drawn to for some, I'm not sure, it's not totally clear, but I'm going to be doing this research with your book, is hummus. Mm-hmm. You know, this year I've been just craving hummus.
Mm-hmm. That one's fun. So when you do that, I mean, you'll have to look up the garbanzo beans. You're going to have to right. look up the tahini. And then, you know, whatever, you know, a few spices, you know, usually cumin to add mixed in, garlic, mm-hmm. of course, and the olive oil. And so that will be really fun for you to fill into at any given time. What aspect of that is your craving going towards, or if it's, you know, more at that point, you know, mandala, whereas your body needs all of those energies at once combined.
Yeah, yeah, and that's how you make use of this book. But also, you mentioned one thing, we don't have a lot of time, but you mentioned one thing that I think our listeners will relate to, the correspondence between food colors and chakra colors.
Yes, that one is super easy peasy. And again, since we're short on time, I'm just going to say, if you don't know your chakra colors already, you can look it up in the book, but then simply eat whatever food is that color. And it literally will stimulate that center and bring out the gift aspects and help heal any of the shadow aspects.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is just absolutely the most fascinating thing to learn, the vibration of all these
and
different
so much
foods
fun.
And
yeah.
groups and so much fun. And I don't know about any of you out there. We're having a great time. We hope you are, too. You are listening to Conscious Talk. It is radio that makes a difference. Our website, conscioustalk.net. Our guest today is Candace Covington. The book is Vibrational Nutrition, and we'll be back after these messages.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lights the way.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on our property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
On the path to good health and well-being? Alternative Talk 1150 is the station for you.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. And we're making a difference today with a wonderful book. It's called Vibrational Nutrition, Understanding the Energetic Signature of Foods, and it's by Candace Covington. You may want to check her out because she has a vast source of information and is certified as an aromatherapist, a massage therapist, a healing arts master, and an energy worker. Her website is divinearchetypes.org. That's divinearchetypes.org.
So, Candace, I wanted to get into a little bit into dairy and then into, a couple of other things. But with the dairy, a lot of people have problems with milk. Now, maybe it's because we homogenize it and it's not drinking the raw milk, which we think is probably the healthiest. But what about the energy signature around dairy?
Dairy is fascinating. And again, like everything else, each form of dairy has its own signature. But in general, dairy is considered from an Ayurvedic point of view, a sattvic food, meaning that it brings higher consciousness, its energy is upward moving and light. So, mm-hmm. And it's also harmony making, unifying, bringing wholeness. So the ancients viewed dairy as one of the most enlightening and wholesome foods you can eat. And I think it's probably, it's too hard to get into individual food allergies with our time constraints. So let's talk about maybe the gifts that come from different unique milks that are available to people.
Okay, so let's talk. Rob and I love hemp milk.
Yeah, which isn't really a milk.
But we use it all the time. We like the flavor. We like the creaminess of it. We'll do organic, cream and half and half once in a while, but we really like the hemp milk. Is there a signature to that?
Absolutely. That one hat teaches the art of versatility and the ability to wear many hats, metaphorically, so to speak. So that one is excellent for extreme creatives who like to put their fingers in many pies and also like to explore many different things and be good at them at the same time and find expression in that. So, yeah, it's all about versatility. And then once you find what you want in whatever segment you're exploring is being able to really kind of deeply immerse yourself in that and be able to express it in the world.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you think about hemp, you think about it's almost the new renaissance. I mean, it's what's old is new again, but that's what it represents, is that it's a whole new versatile way of thinking and doing so many things, because you can do so much. It has so much value. So it's interesting. Nuts and seeds, it says in your book that, you know, generally their structure is about spiritual clear thoughts. And I find that one really fascinating because, once again, that seems to be the thing this past year. Boy, I've been craving nuts of all kinds.
And I've been eating a lot of pistachios and nuts as well, but more pistachios.
Well, a pistachio is a beautiful one, and that's actually one of my favorite too. It's all about opening to the heart through a wider spectrum of experiences and heightens your intuition for more immediate and sensitive relationships with others. So for us, they've been sheltering in space, you know, this past year. This is a gorgeous nut, you know, to really create, you know, harmony in a tight, you know, environment or household.
Cool.
Yeah. It is so fascinating because just happens to be, you know, our parallel experience here in this world is tied very much to the descriptions or the things that we really wanted to focus on.
Yes.
And those have been the foods that we've been attracted to. Mm-hmm. And also the things that grow in our garden seems the ones that seem to thrive beyond expectation are the ones that we seem to have needed or been attracted to for the same reason.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. My garden, same way. And it's, you know, and I love also seeing what edible weeds pop up. You know, it's like I always take that, you know, as Mother Nature giving me a direct order. So
yeah.
I always eat those.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So I want to hearken back to something that you talked about when Rob was talking about food cravings. And a lot of people crave sugar. And there are times when I want to eat a lot of chocolate. And then after a little bit, I don't need it again for a long time. Can you kind of tap in on that one?
Yes. My book only deals with whole foods, so I'm glad that you chose a whole food sugar craving. I would say that it was more actually for the vibration of the cocoa bean that's turned into the chocolate, and which also has a strong butter component, which would be the dairy. So I think sugar is probably a smaller component in why you crave that. And so those two combined, there's a richness in sensuality that comes from chocolate, but also a richness in spirituality. So, and it also helps really like lighten up one's spiritual practice, so it can be very soul fulfilling. So that one's really wonderful. And then butter, which is a huge component, and also, you know, cream in making chocolate, and especially if it's a cow dairy, which most are, that one's fascinating. That one helps women regulate the day, because that literally, it's archetypally, you can think of cow's milk as representing, you know, dawn, the new beginning, where you get to set your goals. You need to just, you know, you get to decide what's of importance, what do you want to do during the course of your day. High noon is the time where you put those thoughts into actions and you actually achieve your goals. You go through the physical actions that will manifest. You know, then archetypally next, it's fall, or you could say twilight, and that's when you harvest. So basically you take stock of what you've accomplished. You literally do harvest whatever fruit from the action you had done that's ripe at that point. And then there's evening or night, and that is the energy of sleep, you know, really letting your conscious mind rest and, you know, basically visiting, you know, the divine, if you would, and allow yourself to be reseated for the next morning. So those two things in conjunction, I mean, I think that's why so many people crave chocolate, because it's more or less a whole food if you get a good quality one. And right. It has such a dynamic structure.
Wow.
Yeah. I think the thing that we have talked about, obviously, for years is this idea of awareness. And one of the things about food is it really draws us to an awareness if we will just pay attention, a mm-hmm. little bit of attention. And I think by using, you tell me if I'm wrong, but using your book is a great way for people to start really focusing in on themselves and their relationship to all of the natural rhythms and the world that we're part of.
Beautifully said. I always say that nature wants to speak to us so dearly, but we just speak slightly different languages. So she's always trying to find a way, you know, to enhance communication. And what's interesting, the more you really turn your mind towards this and eating foods with consciousness by following either cravings or aversion, but it happens to me all the time, but also in my students, they always start dreaming about different whole foods. They will literally come to them in their dreams and present themselves. Mm. And so I would say you can expect that once you turn to your mind that this is a form of dynamic communication. And then once you dream that, look up the food item that presented itself. Mm. And then I would say pray and meditate with it. And then in the most mindful way you can think of, take it into your body in a prayerful way, because nature, that's how she communicates with you. Mm. And, you know, allow your whole system to be blessed by her, and because she wants to give you a gift of some sort.
Mm. You know, what you've that's a beautiful, beautiful information for us, Candace. And what you've really expressed to all of us today and through this book is the sacredness and the holiness. It makes me want to cry of all that is, that we, you know, that nature is so tolerant of us being so ignorant in a lot of ways. And we're just now waking up to this. And I so, so, so appreciate you.
Right.
And the work that you're teaching all of us. It's just such a gift in our life. So thank you. Thank you for being with us today. And folks, as always, thank you. Have a beautiful day. And we'll see you all next time right here on Conscious Talk. What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk, radio that transforms your life.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.